And gathered together here in this warehouse were six families, all of them forced to live with that same knowledge. At least they won't be gathered here much longer, Jevons thought. Thank God, this city's been bad enough from the moment I got here. Now it's 10 times worse. The news of the Circle's arrest had hit Zion like a hammer. Like Angelic herself, the majority of the Circle's members had been active in the city's charitable activities. Many had been Bedardists or Pasquillets, affiliated with the church shelters those orders maintained. Inadequate, underfunded, understaffed, and largely ignored by their mother orders though those shelters might be, they were still the difference, literally, between life and death for many of the city's poor. And the high churchmen who had deigned to support them, who in some cases had actually served in them on a regular basis, had been deeply beloved by those same poor citizens of Zion. Others had worked with individual churches who took their obligation to care for their less fortunate brothers and sisters seriously, and they too had been known and loved by the needy in Zion. Quite aside from the citizens those vicars and archbishops had helped directly, the sincerity of their faith and compassion had been evident to the junior clergy and laymen who'd worked with them. The news that they'd been arrested for treason and heresy, that they were to be condemned, effectively already had been condemned, as secret heretics affiliated with the Charizian apostasy, not to mention all manner of unspeakable personal perversions, had stunned all of those people. It seemed impossible, on the face of it, an obvious mistake. Yet the rumors of arrest turned out to have been true, and the confessions were already beginning to surface as the inquisitors reasoned with their prisoners. Zion was in very quiet, very secretive tumult. No one dared say so out loud, but there were plenty of people who suspected what had truly happened. People who saw in the Circle's destruction a ruthless, coldly planned and executed maneuver to silence anything which could be construed as dissent. It was the eradication of toleration. The official endorsement of fanatical loyalty, not simply to Mother Church, but to the vicarate and especially to the group of four. Jaspar Clinton had closed an iron fist about the temple and the very heart of the Church of God awaiting, and the city of Zion held its breath, trembling, while it waited to discover the cost of his triumph. "It's not going to be long before the denunciations begin," Jevons told himself sadly. "The Inquisition's always had its informants and its spy networks all over Safehold. Here in Zion and the Temple, more than anywhere else, and for damned good reasons. But now people are going to start looking for someone, anyone, they can turn in to prove their own orthodoxy, their own loyalty and reliability. People they can throw to the Krakens to protect themselves and their own families." "I have to admit," Angelic continued, with bleak, bitter satisfaction, "that even though I started planning for this long before Clinton came to power, it pleases me immensely to use that pig to get all of these people out of Zion." Jevons nodded again, although if she had to admit that, he had to confess that the sheer audacity of her plan made him more than a little nervous. But that bold effrontery was probably the very thing that was going to make it work, he reminded himself. He'd already realized Angelic Ponda was a shrewd businesswoman, as well as a skilled conspirator. He hadn't realized quite how wealthy she'd become, however. He supposed it shouldn't surprise him that someone who'd been able to hide her activities from the Inquisition for so long had been equally successful at hiding her various business enterprises from the city and church tax collectors as well. Although, to be fair, he was pretty sure she'd actually paid all her taxes and business licensing fees, and probably a few reasonably generous bribes on the side as well. She just hadn't paid them in her own name. In fact, now that he knew what to look for, he'd managed to identify no less than 9 completely false business identities she'd set up and maintained, in one case for almost 26 years, and he was positive he still hadn't found all of them. She'd been wired into the Zion business community, including its less than fully legal aspects, since well before Caleb Armach was born, and almost all her various ventures had shown a profit. The level of profits had varied from case to case, from just better than break-even to license-to-mint-money levels, as a matter of fact, but the cumulative total and variety of her assets had been amazing.